The seeress smiled and lowered her sword. That was the saddest thing, the thing that tore at her afterward, the way he smiled. "That was all I wanted," he said. "What was promised?" When the sun of her life reached her, Danny slid an arm around his waist. The cow said a word, and his blood riders leapt forward. Kotho seized the man, who had been her brother, by the arms. Hago shattered his wrist with a single sharp twist of his huge hands. Kahalo pulled the sword from his limp fingers. Even now, Viserys did not understand.
"No!" he shouted. "You cannot touch me! I am the dragon! The dragon! And I will be crowned!"
Khal Drogo unfastened his belt. The medallions were pure gold, massive and ornate, each one as large as a man's hand. He shouted a command. Cook slaves pulled a heavy iron stew pot from the fire pit, dumped the stew onto the ground, and returned the pot to the flames. Drogo tossed in the belt and watched without expression as the medallions turned red and began to lose their shape. She could see fires dancing in the onyx of his eyes. A slave handed him a pair of thick horsehair mittens, and he pulled them on, never so much as looking at the man. Viserys began to scream, the high, wordless scream of the coward facing death.